Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, December 3rd, the big announcement day. If you've been tuned in for any period of time, you probably got sick of me saying, it's coming, the big announcement's coming, tune in, it's historic, it's a whopper, it's a big God sighting, bigger than anything else you've ever heard on this radio ministry. And so it's going to happen in a few minutes here. And thank you, Phil Shepherd, part of the Moody Broadcasting Network, a dear, dear friend. He sits on our radio board. And Phil, you were a part of our first historic broadcast on Easter Sunday, April 7th of 1996, when we launched this ministry, literally dedicated it to the Lord's use. You were a part of that very first broadcast, and we started off with the Hallelujah Chorus. And I've used that song many times when we've had announcements to make, other God sightings to share. So here we sit 24 and three-quarter years later, because our 25th year will be this April 7th.
Mark, to think a quarter of a century has gone by, or will have gone by real soon here, and how faithful God has been, not only raise up this ministry, but to sustain it and keep it, not just surviving, but thriving 25 years later.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I really chose you and asked if you would be available for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, because there you were during our first broadcast, and we had to tape it up at the Moody Bible Institute. In fact, I'm at the home studio now, where the first week of programming we taped up at Moody, because Dick Van Zandt and his team were still wiring and putting in the mixer board and the equipment into our home here. And so instead of being at the center today, I wanted to do this historic broadcast back at our original studio here these past 20 or so years. And so I couldn't think of anyone better that I wanted to share this news with. And you've been actually involved and behind the scenes and been working with Cornerstone Community Radio and the WLUJ family of stations for years. So you are the perfect fit to be a part of this broadcast and this announcement today.
Yeah, instrumental in the beginnings of their ministry as well.
Well, I want to give our listeners a little background, a little history, and then I'll get to the big announcement. I'm a big teaser, Phil. Everyone knows I never come right out with the announcement. I have to keep them on their toes. And so let me give a little exciting background. In fact, all these times when we made these announcements over the years, the Hallelujah Chorus preceded them. But we established our board in 1995, and that's when we formed Good News Radio, Inc. And then, as mentioned, on Easter Sunday, April 7th, 1996, 102.5 went on the air. You helped host that program up at the Moody Broadcasting Network, and we led off with the Hallelujah Chorus, and that has become the traditional song for any great announcements. And then we had this big check fund. Maybe some of our older listeners will remember when we had to raise $100,000, because we called them the Godly Couple, loaned us $100,000 for 2 years with no interest. And so that was paid back. And so we played the Hallelujah Chorus. And it was kind of neat, because these 24 plus years, we've never had to pay any interest. We've never had any kind of loans that required interest to be paid. Everything that we launched or put on the air was always, if you will, paid in full. And so we're thankful for God always meeting our needs through our great listeners. Then in November of 97, 103.9 went on the air. In July of 99, 89.3 went on the air. That same year, the Singing Men of GNN were launched. So we used the Hallelujah Chorus to say, look at this new work that God's going to do through the Singing Men of GNN, who incidentally, it'll be our 22nd year that we're singing at Marketplace Mall in a row, and we'll also be at the Village Mall in Danville this December. And then shortly after that, we had a $100,000 anonymous gift to help pay for WGNJ. And each of these stories, I could give about a 10 or 15 minute highlight.
We wouldn't have any time for the announcement.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The announcement's coming, everyone. And then 89.3 in the fall of 2002 goes from 6,000 watts to 50,000 watts, unheard of in the broadcasting industry, to get a station to go from 6,000 to 50,000 watts. It just never happens. And there's a whole story on how God orchestrated that. And then in September of 2009, 97.1 FM, Clinton went on the air. And then a few years ago, and you were a part of this, Phil, we had our 20th celebration at Lincoln Square. And as mentioned,
with Irwin Lutzer.
With Dr. Lutzer, and the Singing Men were there. The Great News Radio Theater Troupe was there. A great festivity, and it was kind of like a listener appreciation event. And then this April will be 25 years. I can't believe it. And then we launched the theater troupe and the Lincoln Square location. And so it's been a glorious time of playing the Hallelujah Chorus. And then just highlighting some of our staff, Karen and Bethany Harrison. They joined in 1997, so they're over 20 years that they've been involved with the radio ministry. Stephen McClary, our Singing Men director, came on board in 2004. Joey Kroll, beloved Joey Kroll, joined us in 2010. And then Jason Schiffo, 2011. And then Mary Ann Simpkins in 2016 and 2017, because she was writing stories for us and then helped out with the 20th anniversary. And then, Phil, there's so many significant volunteers, too many to list through all these years, but a special shout-out for Dwayne Parks. He was our first engineer 20-plus years ago. Pete Springer, Daryl Stalter, Max Norman, Herb, the radio servant, Ketchum, who's done just about everything, Rennie Malaise, Dr. Barrington Coleman, Phil Shafford, thank you, Phil, Fran Green, Roger Weisgarver, Dr. David Webb, Dwayne Berkey, Jim Gunther, C.J. Sizemore, Kate Freeman, Bob Dickey, D. Chesser, and a host of dedicated board members through these many years that have served in so many different ways. And then dozens and dozens of others who help in various ways with radio projects and events, the Singing Men of GNN, Israel trips, English conversation classes, the Prime Life Times, the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, the Great News Radio Children's Choir. And then there's all the founding partners who caught the vision early, and those of you that have supported this radio ministry and prayed for us. Wow, what a team we've made. And please keep praying as we wait on the FCC, that's the Federal Communications Commission, to finally approve this special announcement that's going to be shared in just a few minutes. But we're hoping that it'll all be approved in the next 2 to 4 months. But let me share, Phil, one of my favorite verses out of the Bible. It seems to be so appropriate for the announcement we'll make, because only God could have pulled this off. We would have never dreamed of it, thought of it, planned it, strategized. This was all God. But Habakkuk 1:5 says, "Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told." Oh, that's so true of what's going to be said and shared in just a minute here. So here's the Hallelujah Chorus to set up the big announcement. Rejoice with us. Call a friend up right now. Tell a neighbor to tune in. You have 4 minutes as the Hallelujah Chorus plays, and then we'll share the big announcement. shall reign forever and ever and ever and ever, King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. This is the Lord Jesus Christ, who we have the privilege of proclaiming currently through our four frequencies. We dedicate his airways almost 25 years ago, and it's just such a fantastic song. I love the lyrics. I love the power in that song. And Phil, this is a really glorious day to share the big announcement. And I know if I started saying it or sharing it, it would go on and on and on. So I know we have a press release that we put together. And how about you just reading that, and then we can talk a little about it and just how excited you as a board member get to see God at work through this whole endeavor.
Now, I'm going to be repeating that Habakkuk verse here. So let me start to read here. Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. Habakkuk 1:5. We say amen as Great News Radio embarks on advancing its God-honoring programming, the music across all central Illinois and west central Indiana. This expansion, acquiring and teaming up with the WLUJ family of stations, will quadruple our coverage on 19 frequencies, reaching a potential of 3 million listeners. We are still awaiting final FCC approval, which could take up to 4 months. Meanwhile, excitement grows as combining staff, resources, and expertise will greatly strengthen our ministry into the future. As you head west of the current Great News Radio signal, you'll be able to hear the good news message of Jesus in Decatur, Springfield, Bloomington, Ottawa, Lincoln, Whitehall, Carlinville, Macomb, Beardstown, Jacksonville, and many other towns and communities. Praise God.
Woo-hoo!
In the words of Great News Radio's president and general manager, Mark Burns, this is so totally a God thing, as we never imagined growing like this and being able to reach so many people. Our mission continues to be to educate, edify, and evangelize. And with the added staff and expertise this merger brings, we are trusting God for an even greater harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Burns also said, "We love the Great News Radio family of stations name, as WLUJ staff helped us find frequencies and launch our four stations over these past 25 years. So it's like family being united again. And we'll all now work more closely together. We share the same radio DNA and love of Jesus and his word. Our family of stations will keep broadcasting the same God-honoring music and messages over these 19 frequencies, so listeners will still be encouraged by their favorite music and programs. WLUJ's beloved staff will continue to operate the main studio on Mason Street in Springfield. The team serving at the Great News Radio Center, Lincoln Square, Urbana, will also continue their work on location. The Family of Stations is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry dedicated to the glory of God. If you'd like to reach us, we can be contacted in Urbana at 217-367-7777 and in Springfield at 217-528-2300.
Wow. Phil, I had to hold back. Anyone that knows me, I like to jump in and derail and comment. It's like, oh, gosh, this is so exciting. And what a great work of God. We've been working behind the scenes for many months. And to think that the Great News Radio frequency, you know, the ministry work that we're going to do is going to quadruple in size, adding these 15 stations and an additional 2 million listeners. Right now we can reach about 1.2 potential listeners. Now we'll be over 3 million. But I must say, or the caveat, we're waiting on the FCC for final approval. So this won't happen officially till the FCC endorses it, says, okay, this can happen and take place. So we make this announcement relying on your prayers, trusting that you'll pray with us that the FCC will move forward, that this will be a part of God's will and his leading, as we're excited about increasing our staff. There's going to be additional buildings and property and towers and much, much more, but we all want to use it to God's glory. And as mentioned, we share the same DNA. It was 25 years ago that Dick Van Zandt, who started these many stations, started us. And when we went on the air, we officially purchased 102.5 from their group, Cornerstone Community Radio. And he's assisted us with the 103.9 and the 89.3 and the 97.1, helping do the engineering and some of the behind-the-scenes work, and assisted us all along. So it's kind of really unique how only God could bring us all back together with the same mission to educate, edify, and evangelize, and continue to proclaim the good news message of Jesus. So, oh, is this exciting, Phil?
Well, you know, the fact is that Dick Van Zandt had a vision for quality Christian radio for Illinois, for Central Illinois, for Western Illinois. And he started the ministry in Springfield, WLUJ, back in 1987, so about 8 to 9 years before Great News Radio started in 1996. And so that vision that Dick had and God working through him, is the same vision that came into your life when Dr. Bruce Dunn spoke to you and challenged you to consider the Christian radio in the Champaign-Urbana area all these years ago.
Yeah.
And to think that that same DNA is coming back together again, obviously God's Spirit working in both Dick, working in you, and working in all the volunteers and all the employees, but it's going to continue. God set aside all of these frequencies. He sanctified them, set apart for holy use. And we at Great News Radio are stewards, are going to be stewards of continuing it into the future as the Lord tarries. So we're very excited that God is going to allow us to help secure these frequencies well into the future by his mercy and grace and supply.
Amen. And I'll be posting shortly the map that kind of shows the proposed coverage of all these 19 frequencies. We have a really great graphic that says, Great News Radio, God Listens, You Can Too, Family of Stations, and it literally lists the 19 frequencies and the towns they're closest to, and it says, 19 frequencies, tune in today, 3 million folks and families to be reached. So that would be our prayer, everyone, that we reach all the people God wants to reach. That's everyone. And that the FCC would move forward in the days ahead as we pray this all up and we see God's hand continue to overshadow all the specifics and all the different details. And, it's just so exciting, Phil. I guess the big announcement is now out. Everyone can share it with everyone, but primarily be praying because the FCC, hopefully in the next 2 to 4 months, we'll stamp it and sign it and then move it all forward back to us so we can celebrate.
Well, we don't want it to be delayed at the FCC. In fact, we would pray that they would work very quickly on approving this. And both ministries are in good standing with the FCC. And think about it. These are established ministries that have been, you know, well over a generation, almost to 2 generations now. And so we're just so thankful to God for just making a way for all of these frequencies to be combined together into one ministry. And I mean, when you think about being able to drive to the Northwest, well past Bloomington, going as far west as almost to the Missouri and Iowa border there because of Macomb and WGNX there. And then even down, we won't be getting into St. Louis, but we will be overlapping with St. Louis radio stations on the fringes there. So if someone goes to a lot of places in Illinois, in Central Illinois, they're never going to be beyond the reach of Great News Radio. And that's the exciting thing. We're not trying to build an empire. We're claiming ground for the kingdom. And so all the way across the breadth, the widest part of Illinois will be under the umbrella of Great News Radio once the FCC approves this.
Yeah, amen. And you can stop by greatnewsradio.org and see a map, and I'll probably have it on Facebook and other places in the days ahead. But keep praying, celebrate with us, and thank you, God, for all that you're doing as we continue to lift up the name of Jesus and educate, edify, and evangelize all who tune in. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Phil Shepherd with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.